The reaction to the government's decision on reopening pubs and restaurants in the face of COVID-19 takes many forms. The Irish Times reports that the government is facing mounting internal and external resistance to plans to delay the reopening of indoor hospitality and only allow fully vaccinated people inside. At a lengthy and fraught meeting of the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party last night, the Taoiseach was told that the party was now toxic and irrelevant to young people who were up in arms, the paper says. But there is also a fair amount of support for the opposite view. A letter writer in the Irish Examiner says, for those complaining about indoor dining, remember what happened last Christmas. The popular view was, let's have a Christmas. The science was not of this view, writes Eddie Cotter of Ballinhasig, County Cork. As things turned out, for many it was their last Christmas, so those shouting for a summer, take note, he says. And in a column in The Times, Finn McRedmond describes the complaints of the unvaccinated that they are being unfairly treated compared to the vaccinated as a minor grievance at best. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan's warning to politicians that indoor dining is off the menu until October without a vaccine pass system in place. The Irish Independent reports in its lead story that the Minister for Health has decided to bypass the National Public Health Emergency Team, NPHET, and establish a new expert group to fast-track the delivery of rapid antigen tests to screen people for COVID-19. The Examiner reports that the Taoiseach wrongly told ministers that the modelling that prompted a delay on reopening factored in the new advice on the AstraZeneca and Janssen vaccines. The contradiction emerged yesterday, the paper says, when the Chief Medical Officer told opposition TDs that the clearance from the National Immunisation Advisory Committee on Monday to give AstraZeneca and Janssen to under 40s was not included in the modelling from NPHET. However, ministers say they were told at a cabinet meeting on Tuesday that the modelling did take account of the new vaccine schedule. There is a lot of coverage of the inquest in Dublin yesterday into the death of a 3-year-old girl, Estlyn Wall, in a road collision in County Clare in 2017. Her parents, Amy and Vincent Wall, are pictured on the front page of The Independent holding a photograph of their daughter. The inquest heard evidence of what was described as a crazy manoeuvre by a truck driver, which ultimately caused the crash. Estlyn's parents say they were relieved to finally hear details of what happened before the fatal collision.